We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Samachei Amud Beis, and we are starting approximately one third of the Amud down from Tapas Samachei Amud Beis, Amar Mar. Zok Demar, Amar Mar, V'cham Oimrim, B'roishoy V'chamishosoy, that the halacha is that the only time you pay Chaimish, Zok the Chachamim, is only when you're not paying Kefil. Maman HaMishtam B'roish, Moisev Chaimish. If you're paying only the principal, then you pay Chaimish. Maman Shem Mishtam B'roish, for example, Kefil, Ein Moisev Chaimish, you don't add a Chaimish. Aval Asham Maisi, but he holds, the Racham holds, that you bring Asham even when you're paying, even when you are paying Kefil, you still can bring Asham. So the question is, we're darshaning that the Pasuk says that you give back the principle, in the same Pasuk, next Pasuk, it says that you bring Asham. So if you bring Asham, so just like by the Chaimish, it's only by Vashil Maisav Rosh, only pay Rosh, right? So Ashami also has the same halacha. The pasuk, it's actually a little bit different pasuk. The pasuk says, "In mekal sheyishava alav l'shek, yavashil moisav roishay v'chavishis yosav alav." And next pasuk says, "It's Ashami yavil Hashem ayal tamanat sign." So you see clearly that the Asham is going back on the pasuk of the shilam oisav roishay that you pay only the keren, only the principal. So why by Asham, even by a kefil, do you have Asham when you made a shvul l'shek and you a moida? Let's see tomorrow in time. One time, Maish Dachamish Lemishalim Siv Roisha V'Chemishasai. Asham Nami Lemishalim Dach Siv Roisha V'Chemishasai. The next part says Be'es Hashamai. So it says Hashamai is also going to Africa with Roisha. So Rabbanon answer. I'm like Rabbanon. S Paschal Kra. Since it says Ve'es Hashamai, that's a new conversation, and it's not going back on Roisha. What is Shimei Chayah? Because Shimei Chayah holds that if you're paying Kefil, you don't have Asham either. It's just like you don't have a Chaimish. Rav Shimon ben Yochai, ve'es arve l'kra. The ve'es, the vav, the ve'es is arve l'kra. It adds it on. So it adds it on to what we said before. Just like before we said that dafka chaymish is only when you have the principal. Same thing, asham is only when you're only paying principal, you're not paying kaifal. So that's the ve'es arve l'kra. Rabbanu amalach, lo yilach tarach bono loy vav, of loy es. Just say ashamay. It's just the next passage to say, Ashama Yavil Hashem, and then you will know it's going back on before. If it says S, so it's already a hefsik, even with the Vav. Rav Shimei Chayim Lach, S, Loi Sagi Loi Kosev. You can't have that S. Lafsuke, you have to be mafsik between Mom and Gavaya, Mom and Hadid. You have to be mafsik between Mom and Gavaya, which is Mom that's going to Hekdish, which is the Asham, which is a carbon for Hashem, and the other one's Mom and Hadid. Hilkach, Asim Vav, Arve. If we need the Vav to be Arve, you have to separate it, of course, two different things. One is Mom and Hedid, one's Mom and Hegdish. One's a carbon, and one's money going to the Hedid. Yeah, it's not, like Rashi says, Lav Erech Ara to mix them. And then once you're having them in two psukim, you want to make sure it's going back on Rosha, you have the Vav, and that's Arve across. That's Machlekes, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, and the Rabbana. Zok Demar, Nu Gemara. Amar Rav Eloi. We're going to learn later on, Daf Samach Vav, there's something called Shinui Koina, that when a Ganiv steals something, he is kinda, and he doesn't mix any change, makes a change in it. He is kinda that chayfitz. It becomes his. And he only has to give back money now. When he pays back for the geneva, he doesn't give back the chayfitz. It's his already. He gives back the money. He doesn't have to give back the chayfitz. It's called shinu kinda. And that's a kuliyama. Rabbi Loi comes as mechadish that there's a shinu that happens by itself, and it's not such a big shinu, and it's still called shinu kinda. I'm Rabbi Loi. Gonav tle. Someone stole a young sheep, v'nasayil, and turned to a ram. It grew up, it got older, and it turned to a ram. First it was called a tle, now it's called a ayil. It's a different behemoth, it's a bigger behemoth, a stronger behemoth. Or an eagle, he stole a calf, v'nasashar, and it turned to ox. It got old, turned to ox. Nasa shinu b'yadai, it's considered as a shinu in his hand, v'konai, and he's kainet. What's the nafgamina? What are nafgaminas are like this? Tavach u'machar, now after it was a shina ready, he's shechted it or sold it, shaloi u'tavach, shaloi u'machar, it's his own thing he's selling, it's his own thing he's shechting, and it won't be chayiv da'alvehei. So Rav Eloi is mechadish to us that ganav the tlev nas ayil, egman nas ashar, is a shinui, and you are kind of with that shinui. Eser yorchani l'Rav Eloi, yorchani has a kasha, Rav Eloi, from a braisa, it says in the braisa like this, ganav tlev nas ayil, egman nas ashar, so Mashalim Tashlume Kefil, but Tashlume Baba Chamish. It says clearly you're paying Kefil and you're paying Dalad Vahey. And it says also Ke'en Shaganav. You pay Ke'en Shaganav, which alone is a Kasha. We'll see. It's a Kasha on Rav, who holds that Dalad Vahey, you always pay Kashas and Adin. But in any case, it says over here that you are Chayiv to pay, even though there's a Shinui. Ke'en Shaganav. Visag is either Kanye, Vishinu, if you can Vishinu, Mamsham, why are you paying Dalvehe, Shaloyu Tevech? It's the only thing you're shechting, Shaloyu Meicher, it's the only thing you're selling. So that's the Kasha. Basically, the question is like this, that according to Rabbi Loi, since it's a shinu biyadai, the halacha is, if you shechted or teveach, it belongs to you. The keren, the kelfa, you have to pay. And Rashi speaks out, the keren you pay ki hashta, you pay keren, not ke'en shaganav, you pay keren ki hashta, because even though it's not just shinu biyadai kaina, it's not mamash ashinu. It's only a shinu legabi dalad vehei. That's what Rashi learns. Not legabi everything else. So therefore, when you shechted, it's ke'ena nu gneva, and therefore you pay kahash, like we said before, it didn't have tavar of ashasya. But Rav Eloi held that when you shechted or sell it, there's no dalad vehei. There's no dalad vehei. And here we see, in this bray said that there is a chi of dalad vehei. Ke'en shagana. These are the kind of shinu. Mamash alam shloi with the vehei, shloi with the vehei, but elamai shinu loi kani, okay, for you, it's any better. So shinu is not kinda. And mamash alam ke'en shagana. The Shalom Kahashta. If Elamayil for you, and Shina is not kinder, so why are you paying Dalad Vahey Ke'en Shaganav? You should pay like right now. Amalei, Kihashta, Hayan Tam Lamashalem, Shunda Amalei, Tura Gamve Mimach, Dikra Gamve Mimach. I stole a Tura from you, I stole a Shar from you, I stole a calf. Dikra, I stole the Isle, I stole a Tle from you. So therefore, that's why you don't pay. The Gemara's kasha basically was the whole shina is not kinder, so it's pashut. When I did the dal v'hei, that's when the ma'aseh gneiva was happening. If that's when the ma'aseh gneiva was happening, so then why should I pay ke'en shagana? So that he answers that if shina like kinder, I have a new svara, and the svara is that I can say I didn't steal this thing that I shechted, that I didn't steal from you because it was started off as a tle, now it's a shar, now it's an aisle, or it started off as an eagle, now it's a shar. I don't hold it up, what you're saying. It's not true. I'm like, Adra, Rachmanis Lama Daitach, Didach, Rachmanis Lama from your das. Like, upon him, we get in a stalemate there. Now, we're going to come back to this cash and Rav Eloi. The bottom line is, right now we're holding, we have a braisa here. It says that you pay Dal Vahey, even though it grew up, and even though it was a shino, you're still paying Dal Vahey, and this is a cash and Rav Eloi. And it also says you pay Ke'en Shaganav, which is a kasha by itself, which we'll have to handle when we get soon later on the Gemara on Rab. But Maskelo Rab is Eiro. The Kenan of Shina Hashem. Why don't you have, forget about Shina Maisa? This should be a Kenyan of Shina Hashem. Which means, now that I changed names, that alone should be a Shinui. That alone should be a Kainu. Even if you hold the Shvach, that I got better, is not enough of a Shinui because it happened by itself. But the name is definitely different. So why don't you say your Kainu, the Ganav is Kainu, but Shina Hashem, because now it's a different name. It's a different thing. It started off as an eagle, now it's a Shar. Amarava, no, the name is the same. Because a shar ben yoyim akar a shar. Ayal ben yoyim akar ayal. A shar, even one day old, is called a shar. A ayal is called ayal. We'll show you from the psukim. Shar ben yoyim akar a shar. The chsim says in the pasuk, shar oy kesav a'ez ki yavalid. If a shar or a kesav a'ez was born. Now, a shar is born, he's one day old, and still calling it a shar. Ayal ben yoyim akar ayal. The chsim, ve'el tzernecha lo yachalti. So it says there in the pasuk that Yaakov Avinu said to Lavan, he said, look, I took care of all your tzayin, nothing was eaten. Ve'el tzernecha lo yachalti. Alien would like achal kvasim achal. What are you trying to say? Only calves weren't eaten. Only rams weren't eaten. But kvasim were eaten. So no, it means anything from the Isle family was not eaten, even one day old. So you see that Isle, even one day old, is called Isle. So it's not shvina Hashem. El lav shvav na al binyamin kari Isle. Mekom akum kasha. But the ma'aseh is still shver Rav Eloi. The bottom line is it's shver Rav Eloi said if you steal a tle, it turns to Isle, or you steal an eagle, it turns to a shar. It's yours. There's no chi of dalvei. Here you see it is a chi of dalvei. Rav Sheish says, I answer you. How many Beshamahi? Doma Shinu Kaim Medes. Beshamahi's shita is that Shinu is not Kaina. Shinu Kaim Medes, Loikani. And Tanya learned in a braisa. Nosla Besnena. You gave a Zaina something as a present for her services. The loch is that Behima is usher for a carbon. Or if you gave her Chitim, the loch is you can't use that for a Mincha. So what happens if Nosla Vasnana Chitim? You gave wheat for her Vasnan, and she turned into Silas, for us and Silas. Well, you gave her Zaysim. You gave her Zaysim, Vasam Shemin, and she turned into Shemin. So there's a Shinoi over here. Anavim Vasayin. It was grapes turned into wine. Tani Chada Asa. One Bryce says that it's also to use for a carbon. Tani Chada Mutta. One of Bryce says Mutta. Vamrav Yasef. Tani Gurin Damas Puruk. Vesham Oysum. Vesham is one of those Asr. Vesil Matir. My time with Vesham. Why Vesham holds Asr? The Chsiv, it says in the Pasik. The lashon pasuk is that loisavai esdan zayin mechikel beis shalom kecha l'chol ne'adek kisavai zayin shalom kecha gam shneim. What's gam? Gam l'rabbe shneim. Gam is b'marba. Even if you change it, there's no shinu. Meisil heim loy shneim. Meisil holds no. It says that lashon heim there, and from that we learn shneihem is lashon heim, shneihem, and that heim veloy shneim, and not only them and nothing else. And actually, it sounds like that from here is a makar that shinu is kaina, because we're saying by esdan shinu is kaina. We're telling to the gemara, and Tosfos is busy that the gemara brings another drasha later on. Shinu kaina. Why need two drashas? I in Tosfos, but Basil holds shinu kaina. Veshamos shinu like kaina. Zokt Ravi loy avada. If it changes from an egel to a shar, it's kaina because shinu maisa. Aye, we have here a brisa that says he paid dalvahe. That's going with Veshamos, who argues the whole idea of shinu. Ubeshamai who. Heim lo yaseim. What do you do with shneihem? Heim lo yaseim. Only its aser, not its offspring. Udasa. We still tadisham ne. Heim lo shneihem. Learn both things. Heim lo not anything that was changed. Heim lo yaseim. Heim and not lo yaseim. Ubeisilel hachsiv gam. What do you do with gam? Gam lo yisilel kasha. Because he was saying for beshamai gam is being marba. Even if you change it, for gam v'yisilel shver the loshoin of gam. So. The Gemara now afterwards will ask the Kasha Rav, Mitzvah, in the next year we'll start from there, that they're going to have a Kasha Rav. The Chari here says in the Brisa, Kein Shiganav, and we'll see, that we know, Rav holds, but Dalav, hey, you don't pay Kein Shiganav, you pay Kasha Rav Din. The Gemara will ask the Kasha, we'll have a Teretz, Mitzvah, and the next year we'll continue from there, four lines from the top.